The series has made tremendous jumps the last 2 years. I mean, NBA Live 14, NBA Live 15, completely different game, you know. So what was the pressure like in the development cycle this year trying to make a better game than what you made last year?
I mean, well, that's actually like, because coming from, so we started on, Ryan started early on 14, right?
Yeah, I started like sort of in the middle of pre-production on 14. Yeah.
And then I came from like last little bit. So having it come out and being like, from a quality standpoint, not where we wanted to be was obviously tough. 15 was huge pressure. But then 16, it was like, let's make a game that we're like in a position where we didn't have to make a game that just worked. We could make a game with like good features in it, you know, which was like an interesting jump, and it's only going to get better and better. It's like, okay, there's some systems in our games and some things that, you know, we'd like to be better, but those are becoming fewer and fewer, and now we can get a little bit more creative with what we decide to do and how we decide to do it, as opposed to just kind of making it work, you know what I mean, and making it good, you know. Now we can make it great, so let's go.
Okay. There's always been those comparisons in the graphics between 2K and you guys. Every year people do it side by side. I mean, this year you guys really stepped it up. What did you do differently in terms of the visuals and the face scanning?
Yeah, we did a lot. I mean, we've been scanning since probably 2 years ago. We probably got over 80% of the league scanned, but what we're doing with that data, we've been able to improve on every year. So when you saw the jump from 15 to 16, that's the same. Some of that is the same scan data, but we're processing it in a different way. So you're able to get the skin tones to come out, just bring the light to these characters, and really make them pay off and look photoreal as possible.
How is the pro-am mode going to change the game?
Well, I think the first thing that's super cool is you download an app, scan your face, and be playing within 5 to 10 minutes,
you know?
And so that's cool. So the pro-am mode obviously allows you to play in different arenas, Seattle, Pacific, Venice, Rucker Park, Brooklyn. I'm missing a few other ones, but a bunch of cool outdoor environments. Less rules. You play to 21. You can play as yourself. You can customize your player how you like. So you give them X amount of dunks, jump shots, different stick packages. So if I want to be like Russell Westbrook or James Harden, I can do the cooking thing. And you'd be surprised like how cool it is when you dunk on somebody and then like do the cooking celebration. Like, it's just a lot of fun, you know. And I think just being able to easily get online, get into quick games, and play with your friends is a lot of fun.
Every sports gamer has fond memories of, you know, every NBA Live, like, oh, 2001 was this one, you know, so on and so on. How do you want people a couple of years from now to look back on NBA Live 16?
I just want them to, like, be able to look at that game and feel like, you know what, they've arrived, and the game is there, and it's fun, and it's different. You know, we're not trying to make, you know, the same type of basketball game that our competitor has. We're trying to make the game that fits the Live brand and, you know, what we think is fun for our players. And, you know, when we're coming up with these features and coming up with this game, you know, we're really thinking about that player and what's going to be fun for them. So we really just want to be able to have fun with it at the end of the day and just, like, get their hands on it, try it for free, you know, September 15th, and really see for themselves and really see and feel the difference.
Bottom line, why should someone pick up NBA Live 16?
Different. Just different. Different type of fun. And, like, you know, we've got modes here. You look at our pro-am mode, you get to play on real courts. You get to play with the NBA players. It's like pros and amateurs, right? So I think we have a lot of cool things that differentiate our product, and, you know, hopefully a lot of people will gravitate towards that and have a lot of fun.
From my perspective, it's a fun game. It's way more responsive. It's easy to pick up and play. And then the other thing is just the pro-am side of things in the online. Easy to get in. Play as just like self, which is like super fun, and then play with your friends and do that. Yeah. So that's why I think people will like it.